the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you miss any of this fine program, you can go to the website, darnwy.com, listen to podcasts and interviews, of course. The social media is the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook, at Devil Radio on Twitter, and our phone lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the only thing better than when the audience calls in on a Friday and shares their grievance is when they show up August 2nd in Hawks. For a little live party, a little rager. You know, it's the Summer of Love 2.0, Boosted Boogaloo, and we are throwing another summer rager August 2nd on the deck. Well, you know, sort of the grotto there. They've got the sidewalk. They fence it in. And last time we broadcast right out on the sidewalk, had a hell of a good time. And if you'll recall, Dom, one of the parties, I think it was at the Jade Monkey, CJ, sort of the local Big Ugly. He showed up, and he showed just a little bit of humanity that night. And I actually enjoyed his company for, you know, a few minutes. And since then, he's been the same old CJ. So if you're listening for the first time, you're thinking, man, they're kind of rough on these conservatives. Well, CJ's got a history around here. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? He's earned my disdain and disrespect because we don't talk with CJ. We talk past CJ. And CJ just spits out bullet points. He's just trolling. And I think he is a smart enough human being. I think CJ's smart. He's well-informed. He listens to our radio programming all day long.
He's got to be informed.
He's well-informed. Right. He has the headlines. He knows the news. So to feign ignorance, to pretend like none of this matters, the only thing that matters is what? Hunter Biden? The Durham investigation? I mean, how disingenuous, how am I supposed to ever like you, CJ, if you come to my radio program and you disrespect me with these known fictions and these irrelevant points? And, you know, we can't ever talk about anything important because I'd talk about inflation if you ever had a solution, but you don't. You just want to blame Biden and you just want to yell it out on the radio because, you know, people don't listen to you otherwise.
Well, apparently, people don't take his calls anywhere else. See, you better behave yourself, CJ.
What's wrong with us, Dom? Maybe that shows our poor character.
I know. All those years we had Ron Johnson coming on, man. Now we're dealing with that.
Well, we try to give all takers an opportunity to join us, at least for a bit. And if you're willing to have a dialogue, we'll give you longer. 844-967-2789. And if you show up at the bar, you know, you can talk to one of the staff. Right?
Come on, man.
Someone can talk to CJ. It won't be me.
It'll be me, man. I'm usually that guy.
Are you going to be that guy August 2nd?
I think
CJ?
I'll be. Where we go? Which bar is it again?
Hawks on State Street.
Hawks on State. All right.
20 years in business.
Damn, that's a long time. That's
We've
great.
We've been
that's
partying
great.
Down there like 8 or 9 years.
Right, dude. No, listen, I'm usually the guy, you know, and I enjoyed the banter with CJ because here's a couple of things and with him and other folks that want to come up and have a verbal sparring because generally, you know, there's drinks around, there's a little smoke around. And when it's in person and off the radio and not FCC and I don't have to put up with your BS when we're sitting at a bar, you know, I'm not going to let you talk over me. I'm not going to let you change the subject. So if you then at that point, if you are we're going to be in each other's presence, there's a rule, a way to have a conversation. And it is not to randomly spout out what you saw on FoxNews.com. We're going to have a conversation. We'll stick to it. But generally, it's a little more, I don't know, colorful when we're not FCC compliant.
Oh, you're colorful. All right. I've been trying to, you know, we got some new workers here at the office. You don't see them as much as I do, Dom, but let's just say I'm often colorful around the office.
I'm thinking of
CJ,
that,
and I'm occasionally profane, and I just say, hope it doesn't offend you if I talk like this.
I hope you're not offended.
844-967, or you, CJ, I hope you're not offended. You know, even if I intended it to offend you. Joe from Madison, welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
CJ Love,
they're trying to give you a chance, you know, reach your hand out and try to do right and actually honestly have a conversation. And really, honey, it's just embrace what they're giving you, which is airtime and a chance to talk, but talk with, not at, with, together, conversation.
We're often guilty, Joe, of giving conservatives more time if they're having a real dialogue with us. Because, you know, you don't get every day. I mean, I could go out to rural Wisconsin. I could certainly find that conversation. And I do. And I like going out to rural Wisconsin. I'm going to do that all summer. The rest of the summer, the second part. But I can tell you, Joe, you got to be willing to have the conversation. I like talking with anybody if you're willing to talk. And you're not just spouting bullet points you don't even believe.
Well, it seemed like one of the callers who would call often was Dave. You show him in one of your promos.
Yeah, Dave from Mequon. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he'll listen. Yeah, he'll listen back and forth. And for sure, you guys don't agree on not everything or even a majority of things. But there are points of connection. And I just would encourage CJ to realize if everybody else is shutting you down and this is the last place, use it in a way that changes things. You could be in a place to change things by starting conversations and continuing to. I know there's good cheer in there. I'm believing it. Everything may be telling me otherwise, but this Pollyanna part of me is still believing it. So come on down, start some conversations, and appreciate they are leaving a door open, and they mean it when they say that. So I wanted to ask one question, and that was to return to the piece of information that you had, which is if Mr. Johnson, our senator from Wisconsin, is so intent on trying to figure out who didn't deal with security at the Capitol. Man, I had forgotten all about the fact that Homeland Security, kind of his bailiwick.
Governmental Affairs Committee, his gag.
His gag.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Perhaps you should be holding hearings on figuring out why he failed so miserably. Wouldn't that be a great thing to have hearings on? If we're going to be dumping blame, why not blame on him? Because as I understand it, it's not Pelosi's job, but Homeland Security sure might be in it.
Joe. I mean, you'd get a lot of that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let us all have a good weekend, all of us. Take care, all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. It's a great point. What is his gag doing? I mean, granted, J6 is kind of taking it over, but maybe there should be some committee hearings at his gag.
He's just a subcommittee chair now. Come back, more devils.